Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
We have with us in studio Duncan McLean, the Assistant Director of Gulf Coast State College Foundation. Duncan, how you doing, sir?
Well, good morning, Caleb and Dana. Thank you for having me on. I certainly do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Always glad to talk about opportunities for folks to fund their schooling. Tell me a little bit about the Foundation scholarship opportunities.
Well, the Foundation has about 350 endowments, which produce over 700 scholarship opportunities specifically for the students who are attending Gulf Coast State College. So we're very proud of the fact that we can offer a lot of financial support to the students each and every year. And we'll spend close to about $1 million on the students at Gulf Coast, and we're happy and proud to do that.
Certainly. And that's on top of whatever financial aid they may have already, whether it be Pell Grant, student loans, or other scholarship opportunities. This is a great thing to kind of augment and be additional support.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, if you have everything lined up, especially if you're a high school senior right now looking to come to Gulf Coast and taking advantage of the Gulf Coast Guarantee, you can practically have your tuition paid for by different programs. Our scholarship, high school seniors with the Gulf Coast Guarantee, you also have financial aid. There's a lot of reasons to go to school, and what we want to do is cut out the financial part. We want to make sure everybody has an opportunity, and we want to make sure that the student can afford it, and that's why we're here.
Certainly. And the tuition for Gulf Coast State College is already as affordable as it can possibly be.
Yeah.
Personally, I have worked my way through a degree while working part-time here, and you know, the funding is a great way to help alleviate the financial burden of higher education. So definitely, but there are some deadlines and applications that you have to go through to be able to get some of the scholarship funding. Can you tell me a little bit about those?
Sure, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's very important, by the way. Every year, the foundation solicits scholarship applications from the students at Gulf Coast and students who are planning to attend Gulf Coast. Our deadline for accepting these applications is March 15th. So we're right around the corner. That date's going to come up on us pretty quick. I probably estimate about 4 weeks away from that. And so we want to encourage everybody in your listening area, students going to Gulf Coast, high school seniors, even individuals who want to return back to school. We want to encourage them to submit a scholarship application as soon as possible. And really, all you need to do is to make sure you're part of the Gulf Coast family, which means you've applied to Gulf Coast, you have a student ID number, you have a student email set up. Once you have all of that and you're part of the family, then our application is really just simply going into your MyGCSE account, hitting our logo, our link, and you're right there at the application.
Excellent. Tell me a little bit about what's on the application. I know there's a couple of essay questions kind of to give the foundation an understanding about this individual's goals. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, that's a great question. I'm glad we're going to segue into that. Our application is fairly simple. We have the first part's multiple choice questions, and we do that because we want to know the applicant. We want to try to fit scholarships that best suit the donor's intent and also the students. Then we have an essay part. This takes a little bit of time, and we ask two essay questions each and every year, and students or applicants are required to answer those essay questions. And then, of course, the last part of the application is just disclaimers, and you can buzz through that in about 5 seconds. But the application essays are really the heart and soul, and it's really how you're chosen for scholarships each year. We have a team of Gulf Coast faculty and staff members that review each scholarship application and score them based on primarily how you answer the essays. And then we rank the applications from highest score to lowest, and then we start doling out scholarships until we've reached our budget.
And certainly some of those criteria that are really influencing that decision are not only the content, what the message is that you are telling in your essay portion, mm-hmm. but also the formatting and the sentence structure, all of the kind of grammar information is also influencing that decision as well, which, you know, there are folks here that may not be experienced or may need assistance coming back up to speed with some of that.
Sure.
And there is a workshop partnering with the Reading and Writing Lab here at Gulf Coast State College that will help provide that assistance. If you would need to get some help formatting and rewording to be most accurate to the presentation, there's some assistance. Tell me a little bit about the workshop.
That's true. This year we partnered with the Writing and Reading Lab and their team to help assist our applicants in the essay writing, essay answering section of our application. We want to make sure that our applicants have every opportunity available to get a scholarship, and one of the best ways is to be able to write a really good answer to the essay question. Mm-hmm. So the Writing and Reading Lab team have offered their time and their services to ask all of our applicants to come in and bring your essay questions and our essay answers and let them review it. Punctuation's very important. Content's very important. Length is very important. They have all the tools handy to give out information, to give out critiques on how an answer, a student's answer is. They have spoken with scholarship scoring committee members, and they have gotten a feel for what the members look for when they review and look for answers. And sometimes short essays are just as good as long essays. We're in a texting generation now, and sometimes we don't want to use things like all caps, or things like run-on sentences. So I want to encourage everyone who is applying for our scholarships to come to our workshop next Tuesday on March 1st. Starts at 5:30, ends at 6:30. Walk-ins are welcome. No need to register. You can come in at any time. You can come in at 6 o'clock. You can come in at 5:30 if you want to, or 5. Bring your essay answers. At that time, they will review them. We'll be there to answer any questions on the application. If you're having a difficulty with parts of the application, not just the essays, but certain questions, we'll be there to help. They've got a computer lab. We fill it to the brim if we need to. You can call the lab for more information, or you can go on our website.
Absolutely. The deadline for the applications is coming up. It's March 15th. If you need any assistance, definitely take advantage of the workshops for really both getting you guidance through the essay questions, along with general assistance about the application as a whole. And of course, more information about all of this stuff is online at gcscfoundation.org. Duncan, anything else?
No, I think we have wrapped it up. I just want to remind everybody again, March 15th, we'll go over that, Caleb. And our website, we have a lot of information on our website. And also, make sure you take advantage of the workshop on March 1st. It's free of charge, open to the public. You can only enhance yourself by coming to this workshop, and I guarantee it'll pay off in dividends. And I want to thank both of you for having me on this morning.
Of course.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Glad to support whatever cause is going to help the students. Mm-hmm. Well, Duncan, thank you so much for coming on. This has been Duncan McLean, the Assistant Director of Gulf Coast State College Foundation. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have plenty more music and our weather forecast from the meteorologists over at WMBB right here on The Mix.